month, and I've got two special guests in studio with me, and I cannot wait to introduce you to them because they're such phenomenal women who are doing phenomenal things for women here in Cape Town. And I think that if you don't have any plans for the rest of the month, you should listen and you should probably like consider attending this event, because I definitely am. So ladies, welcome to Take a Trip.
Thanks very much for having us.
Firstly, happy Women's Day. Happy Women's Month. And I hope that it's been a phenomenal one so far and that you've been spoilt rotten. But of course, you know, I think there's a great importance that comes with being a woman these days. I think we wear many hats and we should be celebrated pretty much all year round. So first things first, I want to find out a little bit more about Illumination and what you ladies do.
So Illumination is a brand new event series. It's predominantly aimed at young women, and the event format is slightly different to what you've maybe experienced out in Cape Town. So we are going to bring a live audience together with a panel of role models to discuss important topics that affect us in everyday life. So it's completely open dialogue where everyone will be sharing and discussing and hopefully creating real practical solutions that people can take action with.
That's phenomenal. I actually didn't even introduce you ladies. My sincere apologies. I think I was just so excited to jump into the conversation. In the studio, we have the founders of Illumination, and we've got Claire Alexandra and Nicola Proben. Ladies, I'm very honored to have you ladies in the hot seats today to actually speak about what you're doing. So I know that you ladies have something very special lined up, and it's taking place this August. Can you shed some light on what it's about?
Sure. So the launch event focuses on authenticity, but it's really about providing a platform for us to start debunking some of the constraints that gender stereotypes and conditioning have placed on us in the past. So we're really excited that we've got an amazing sponsor, Strawberry Lips, who've come on board and have actually enabled this to happen, because we've been dreaming about this event for years. So it's kind of serendipitous, you know, divine timing, whatever you call it. So it's really about bringing together a group of women and men. We find it really, it's critical that men are part of this conversation. We can't just sit as a group of women in a room and discuss our issues. You know, we need to understand where men are coming from, the burden that they've carried growing up in a patriarchal system, as well as women. They need to understand where we are and hopefully focus on positive solutions going forward.
How do we break those barriers, though? You know, that society is placed upon women have to do this, men have to do this. You know, how do we go about breaking them? Just some practical ways.
I think it's just about awareness. So for me, you know, this is a passion project. I've got two amazing children, a little girl and a little boy. And I became hyper aware of these like gender stereotypes when I just noticed all the cues that they were exposed to every day. Little boys can't cry. Little girls who show leadership skills are called bossy. You know, it goes on and on and on. And it's so entrenched in every part of our lives. So for me, it's around bringing that into focus and just bringing it, just being aware. And I find myself on a daily basis now just checking myself. It might be a behavior or a particular thought that I have that I'm going, where is that coming from? And is that serving me? And some of those things might serve you, but if they're not serving you, let's just look at them and leave them behind and step into like our authenticity.
I love the, you know, the word authenticity, and I'm really curious to know how you ladies came up with the theme, power of authenticity.
I think it's kind of like, as I was saying before, you know, our belief is that each person is made how they should be, how they should show up in the world. And these gender stereotypes have kind of masked that beauty. And when we are authentic, we are just our true selves. And when we bring our true selves to the table, that's when we can really shine and let our true beauty out, our talents, and the world can really benefit from what we can bring. So that's where we see authenticity as kind of just, it's who you are, and being given the platform and the power to actually just own it.
You know, you get to into like different spaces, different workspaces, different families where, you know, being a woman, you kind of have to, you know, some people pretend to be something that they're not because they're scared to be vulnerable. You know, what would you say to encourage women who feel like that sometimes, who feel like they can't truly be themselves?
I think we got to learn to talk about it, and that's one of the reasons we put the Illumination event together. I mean, you know, we designed it a couple of years ago and we've refined it down to its current format. Like, you know, myself and Nicola, we don't profess to be experts in gender or politics or social development, but what we do have on our side is that we know how to design events. So we knew that we could design the safe space for this discussion to actually take place, like a real honest discussion. And importantly, you know, in my experience, going to events like that discuss gender and similar issues, we are always kind of learning from a keynote speaker, where with Illumination, we wanted to bring the audience on board, because everyday people like you and me, we also have our own solutions, and we also see life very differently from, you know, a captain of industry, for example, that's doing a keynote speech. So the idea is, yes, you need an event to be led by something. So we do have an amazing panel of very authentic role models up there, but the idea is to bring everyone together to chat openly and honestly, and that's how simple it is.
That's beautiful. So the 29th of August, this beautiful event is happening. Who are some of the guests? And I'm really also just curious to know, you know, the partnership with Strawberry Lips and how that came about.
So as I said, we actually designed Illumination a couple of years ago, and we just happened to be talking about Illumination and the work in our office one day, and we were introduced to the Strawberry Lips brand, and we knew that it was quite a powerful brand in South Africa. They are trying to build a culture of, you know, their support of supporting young empowered women in South Africa. So we could see the alignment was really, really obvious, and we just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Amazing.
And we brought both of our ideas to the table to benefit each other, and it happened. And we're very, very thankful to Strawberry Lips, and we're only 10 days away from the event, so we're looking forward to having them. And Strawberry Lips will also be at the event, which is great, so everyone can meet them.
That's amazing. And we'll be running a really special competition for two lucky winners. It's a great prize, which I will reveal at the end of the show, but I want you to just stay glued so that you can find out how you can go about entering. And also, it's an amazing package. Both prizes are actually amazing, in fact. Now, ladies, some of the guests that are going to be there, who can we expect?
So first and foremost, we've got Palesa Mokabang, who has just released her collection to the global H&M stores. It's absolutely fantastic. She's probably the most like relevant person in the fashion world right now. So we're absolutely delighted that she's given up her time to come down from Joburg and lead the panel from a fashion point of view and talk about her authenticity and the struggles that she's overcome as a very powerful woman indeed to, you know, talk about her career. We're delighted to have her on board. Carl Wastey, who leads a drive time at KFM. You know, as we've said, it's important that we balance the dialogue with men and women. So Carl's going to be sharing his story about, you know, how he's made his way to the top of the media chain. We've also got Dave Duarte, who is a World Economic Forum fellow.
Amazing.
He's one of the leading digital communication strategists in South Africa right now. And to finalise the panel, we've got an incredible young Zambian lady called Lulemba Piri. Mm-hmm. She's an angel investor, and she's probably one of the most profound women on the continent right now, who is driving investment into female startups.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
I love that you mentioned that about female startups. You know, how can we as females possibly, if we have different passions, because I mean we're all pretty much all rounded, we have a variety of interests. How do we go about fueling our interests apart from our 9-to-5s? What would you say to encourage women who are, you know, thinking of starting their own businesses or being a part of something or starting their own organizations?
I think my advice would be just do it. You know, you can spend a lot of time in your head overthinking something, analysis, paralysis. Mm. Just get going. Speak to people, connect, because you never know where it's going to lead you. So find your passion. Cape Town is full of amazing events.
Yes.
Really, we do. We're so lucky with the quality of the events. So just get out there, put yourself out there and be open to the possibilities that might be.
Mm. Ladies, how can we purchase tickets for the event? You know, where can we find you? Are you on social media?
Yes, so we're on social media. Probably the easiest place is on our website. It's called weareillumination.co.za. Mm-hmm. It'll take you straight through to Quicket, or you could just go directly to Quicket.
Okay. And so any parting words, you know, as to why the ladies should take part, ladies and gents actually, should be part of this event on the 29th of August?
We've got an incredible lineup. So we understand that, you know, going to a panel discussion, it's not too sexy. So we've like combined that with lots of fun activations. Strawberry Lips will be providing complimentary cocktails all night. We've got complimentary delicious foods for all of our guests. We've got free ice cream. We've got great prize giveaways. So we're going to be doing a whole lot of fun and interactive things as well. And to also give the audience, like, you know, women to meet each other and men who attend before we actually go into the main panel discussion. So there's lots on offer.
Just to add to that, I think, you know, this is a launch event, and what we're really aiming to do is create a community, an engaged community. So I think it would be pretty exciting for people to be involved at the very birth of this thing and to help us grow it, because we're just holding the space, but we really just want people to come on board, get involved, and help create change in their own lives and communities.
Definitely, you know, Illumination sounds like a very empowering kind of platform or community where you want people to engage with each other and network and grow together. So I have a lot of respect for you ladies, and
I can't
wait till the 29th, and I know that our ladies are going to be entering the competition that I'll be sharing a little bit later, and I really hope that it's going to be a great success.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I am definitely excited about the 29th of August. And as I keep talking about a competition that I'm going to be revealing really soon, so I'm going to play you a song, but stay tuned and you'll find out all about it after this.